You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. We just started doing the Oneness Course, which is the newest in the Ascension Experience, and there's a whole bunch of people over the world doing the course together. And this whole idea of oneness is really interesting. It's hard to conceptualize it from our perspective because it seemed like if we were one, we would be lonely. But of course, that would be perception based in fear. The opposite is true. Oneness is the epitome of love. So we're all making our way from this perception of ourselves as individual to a perception that is more empowering of one with all that is. And so on today's episode, Joshua talks a bit about that, and there's a lot of questions about that subject, and I think you're going to find it a lot of fun. Please remember that we have a private Facebook group. It's called The Friends of Joshua. If you'd like to join that, we have all kinds of Joshua stuff going on over there. And so just look for Friends of Joshua in Facebook, and we'll add you to the private group. We also have a 7-day course that you could take. It's sort of like a beginning course. It's $79, but there's a coupon code called 50 off. So if you put the 50 off code on it, you'll get $50 off. So it'll only be $29. And of course, please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if you can. That's really helpful. Share it with your friends. Do all that great stuff. All of this is growing organically from friends telling other friends and so on and so on. So that's how it grows. There's no advertising or marketing of any kind. We thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoy this episode. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
Hey, Joshua.
What we would like to talk to you about today is this overall theme, this theme of oneness that we're all exploring together and we're discovering. And those of you who are in the oneness group, well, you'll have an idea of where we're going with this. And those of you who are new to this idea of oneness, well, we'll set the stage for a little explanation. But the concept is very simple. There is only one. One is all there is. You are one. You are part of one. There is no separation between you and the one. Love is the one. Source is the one. Freedom is the one. Abundance is the one. The system of good and bad and duality is all the one. The fear and the love is the one. It's all working together. It's all a system designed to allow you to have an experience. So what's the experience for? Well, you might say, I want this experience and that experience and this experience and that experience based on what you've learned in your life as a human in physical reality on Earth at this time. And you may say, well, these are the things that I think I would like to experience now. But from the higher perspective, what you truly want to experience is who you are. It's who you are in the deeper spiritual, non-physical idea of who you are, the wholeness of you, who you are as the one. You want to experience yourself not as the separate individual one who you seem to feel like, trying to protect yourself, trying to make things happen, trying to coerce the conditions and control things in order to get what you think you lack, but the one who is creating it all. Now, this idea is in complete opposition to how you feel about yourself, your beliefs about yourself. The smallness that you feel in comparison to the universe is the opposite side of the coin of the oneness that you are. You are that universe. You are those mountains. You are these other people who are having those experiences. You are all of this, but you can't feel that. You can only feel what you feel through your experience and how you perceive yourself and the persona you created and all of this stuff. But as you let go of all that, as you start to perceive, well, possibly I am connected to all that is, not just me, but all my experiences, all my past lives and all my future lives, and all of it is happening at the same time in this oneness of all that is. Well, that is a grand idea, but Gary asks, how is that practical? How can we use this idea in our everyday lives? And we say that your entire perception of reality is based on how you see yourself. So if you were to see yourself as an individual, as a finite, minuscule, limited creature trying to survive in a malevolent universe. Well, that's one perception of reality. And that is the perception of, we would say, the victim who perceives that outside conditions could make you feel something. Now, if you rearrange that perception and you say, well, it is all one. I am one with source. I am one with my neighbor. I'm one with my friends and family, and one with the animals and the trees and the entire planet Earth, and in fact, the entire solar system and the universe as a whole. Well, then I can start to see myself in a larger capacity that's more aligned with the truth of the system. So the illusion of physical reality is that you are not one. But the whole system of physical reality is to come from that idea of not being all that is to understanding that you are all that is. Now, isn't that a fun journey? Imagine coming in and perceiving yourself limited in many various ways as an individual. And then you come across the idea of oneness, the idea that you are source, you are love, you are here to fulfill this journey of self-discovery to discover that you are not the victim after all, that you are the creator of it all. Now, you can't really understand what that means to be the creator of it all from this perception of yourself as an individual, but that gives way to this phenomenal journey of self-discovery. And that's what this whole system is about. So from that perspective, doesn't it make sense that you are given everything you need when you're ready to move from fear to love, to discover who you truly are as the source of your entire reality connected to all that is, in a system designed to help you and move you along your way to that final understanding? Yet that final understanding will never come. It's just another series of experiences that move you closer and closer and closer. So wherever you are right now, and however you perceive yourself, that perception can be enhanced by the idea that you are the source creator of your reality. You are one with all that is. You are interconnected with every other human on the planet, with all your past lives and all your experiences. And those experiences flow one into another, into another, into another, moving you along from this perception based in fear to the truth that's based in love. If you start looking at yourself from these higher terms, from this limitless perception, well, then the fear associated with anything you're inspired to do now becomes less intense, because you are not perceiving that action from the perspective of the victim, but from the perspective of, I am the creator. I created the conditions that exist now. I'm on my journey of self-discovery. I am in alignment and connected to the source of my creation. And that source is bringing me inspiration, ideas, emotions, thoughts based in the truth of who I am, because now I'm perceiving myself as less limited than I had been before. And this adds practical value to your life, because it allows you to put the limiting beliefs in place, put the fear in place, put the understanding of your life in place in an idea that's more aligned with who you truly are, which is love, which is perfection, which is the manifested reality that you are receiving at any time based on the vibration you're offering. So if you could imagine a vibration of one who perceives themselves as one with all that is, one that's safe and secure and abundant and free and the absolute creator of their reality with all the responsibilities and joys and freedoms that go along with that, compared to the one who perceives himself, that vibration of the victim. Now, the vibration of the victim is going to attract manifestation events to point out the fact that you were never a victim the whole time. You were never in lack of anything. You were never limited by any other thing than your limiting beliefs. And then to perceive yourself in a higher way, you can now determine that those limiting beliefs are not true. They are false. You can find evidence that they're false, and you can move towards more love. You can receive inspiration and realize that the fears that come up are irrational. And just because they're unknown, the action will lead to some unknown place, possibility of loss or rejection or what have you. You can put that fear up against this idea of yourself as connected and fully immersed in all that is with the fear, and that will help you move past that fear. This is what you truly want. You want to be able to move past that fear, to be able to do what you're inspired to do. Well, if you perceive yourself a victim, the fear will always be intense, because you will think that you could suffer some harm or some rejection or some loss in the moving forward through that inspired action to some outcome that you become attached to. So we say, think more in these larger terms. Think more about who you truly are. Think more about why you're here. Are you here to do the standard things that people like to do in physical reality? Make money, work at a job, pay your bills, mow the lawn, do all these things that are sort of just biding your time as you live life in an unconscious way? Or are you here to shape your perception of yourself based in terms that are limitless and true? And if you can do that, well, then the sky is the limit for you, because there are no limitations when you think of yourself from these greater terms, from these truer terms, from these terms based in love. There are no limitations. All these limitations are self-imposed. And when you become aware of the self-imposed nature of these limitations, you can realize they were never true. They are not limiting only because I'm choosing to believe something that someone else told me along the way. Sure, you've been told these things over and over and over again. Sure, people around you are living in fear and they will seem to regurgitate these same ideas to you. But when you stand firm in this new approach to life, this new approach to your physical reality, you will become far more effective in everything you do. And then magically, things will unfold to prove to you that you are absolutely one with all that is. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
Joshua, I have a question.
Excellent.
Or an experience more so. I've been experiencing leading up to this tremendous fear, literally about taking this course, that somehow I'm not going to be able to stay at a consistent high level. I'm not going to get an alignment. Then I'll be stuck in that fearful, miserable manifestation event filled state for the rest of my life. And I have, and I'm moving forward. I'm taking the action, but I'm still gripped with fear about this course.
Would you say that that would be a rational fear? Or an irrational fear? A rational fear meaning that the action that you're taking could lead to some physical harm or even your death. And the irrational fear means that whatever you're doing could never lead to anything that would be of any physical harm whatsoever.
It's definitely irrational.
So if it's irrational, then you can say to yourself, well, the fear that's coming is because what's happening is I'm existing at a certain level, a certain vibrational level. And the inspiration to do this thing I'm inspired to do is going to give me an experience that will alter my set of beliefs and allow me to expand to a higher level that's more closely aligned with love and who I truly am. So the limited version of you, equipped with the ego trying to keep you safe, is operating at a state that is quite limited compared to the version of you that you truly are, that you intended to experience in this lifetime. So you've had enough ideas and inspiring thoughts to get this far, to find us, to listen to other teachings, to do all the work that you had to do to prepare yourself for receiving the inspiration to take the course that you're taking now. That has caused your vibration to rise to this level where you are at a higher vibrational state than ever before. Now, what you're doing is you're starting to walk your inspired path to your own self-discovery. From the limited perspective, you can't really know what that is. It's all the unknown. How will I be perceived by others? Well, this is a thought or a fear that you've had or a limiting belief that's caused you to have these fears that maybe you can't do something. Maybe people will judge you. Maybe all these things are going on. And you've existed in that state, sort of getting used to it, sort of being comfortable with it. Everyone else is in that state. This is just how it is. And now you're going to have to say to yourself, well, that was never true. It never mattered what other people thought. It never mattered if I did something or not did something. I could never waste money or time or any of these things by acting on inspired ideas. So yes, the fear seems real, but because the expansion is so powerful and the difference between who you are now and who you'll be at the end of 4 weeks is considerable. You can't really see where that's going. We promise you it's going to lead to everything that you truly want. And you can ask everyone else who's done this course in the past. Everyone else has had the same amount of fear because it is a large, expansive journey that you're taking in these 4 weeks. But when you come to the end of it, you will have expanded. And that version of you will look back on the fear that you felt at the beginning and all the steps that you did along the way, pushing past fear every single day to open the email and to do the plots and to meditate and to do the daily spiritual practice. At every juncture, there's a little bit of fear there. When someone is not used to pushing past fear on a normal basis, they have a level of confidence that's a little bit low. As they go through a four-week experience and they start to see that, yes, I can spend 15 minutes to meditate. Yes, I can spend 5 minutes to do my daily spiritual practice. Yes, I can set my intentions and think about my inspiration that's coming to me. Yes, I can do the manifestation event form and process these limiting beliefs. No, I don't have to get it all right. No, I don't have to get it all done. It doesn't matter if I miss anything. I'm just on this journey. If I make a call, great. If I ask a question, great. If I miss a call, it doesn't matter. You're taking the journey. That's the big thing. The step that you've taken is the biggest step that you need to take. And so all you're doing now is after having that taken that step to enroll in the course is you're just doing whatever you can do at your speed, comfortable or uncomfortable, getting used to the new feelings of expansion in a positive way. And so what will happen is you'll have a bunch of manifestation events during the first 4 weeks, as always happens. But you're never really having more manifestation events than you had before. All you're doing is becoming aware of the ones that were always there. You never looked at them the same way. So it seems like it's all new and it's all overwhelming to you. But really, this is the path that you were born to be on. You set pre-birth intentions to be here now. So everything you're doing now is finally lining up to exactly what you intended prior to your birth. But you can't see who you truly are. We can see who you truly are. Maybe some of the other group members can see who you truly are because they understand who they are at a higher level now. But from your perspective, you don't know who you truly are. And you're going to find out. This is something you very, very, very much want to do. This is why you're here. This is a strong pre-birth intention that you set. And you're starting that journey right now. So the initial stages of that journey, while you're looking up the mountain, it seems like that mountain's so high. How could you ever get to the top? But all you're doing is taking one step after another step, and you're pushing past fear with every step. Pretty soon, it's going to be very easy to push past the fear. Pretty soon, the fear is going to be much, much less intense. Pretty soon, the manifestation events aren't even going to bother you. Pretty soon, you're going to get even more emotionally sensitive. Pretty soon, you're going to have much more clarity. And you're going to realize how this entire system works and who you truly are, how powerful, how much of a wonderful explorer you are, how easy it is to meet new people and to interact, how easy it is to get rid or let go of the fear of judgment from others. And then you'll start to really catch your stride. And by the end of this course, you'll look back and you'll say, well, I don't know what I was afraid of all that time. Everything was wonderful. Everything turned out fantastic. Everything, all the people involved are beautiful people. And I'm part of this wonderful group because you're coming now while you're looking back from an expanded version of you. That version of you is quite calm and peaceful and joyous and loving and more in tune with who you truly are. That will start to feel very, very, very good to you. But initially, you'll have to get out of your little comfort zone and you'll have to say, I'm not used to doing this and I'm not used to doing this and I'd rather be doing something else. And your ego will want you, you know, protect yourself and stay safe and go off and do something else that has nothing to do with the spiritual journey that you're on because it's a journey into the unknown. That's all it is. And so every journey, every single journey that you've ever taken is a journey to the unknown. But this is a little bit new. When you catch a flight and you go off to your favorite vacation spot, you may have done this a few times before and you know what to expect. In this case, you don't really know what to expect. What will happen if I become sort of strange? What about all the people in my life that they think I'm weird for doing this? What if I change and those other people don't change? You never have to worry about any of that because as you move from fear to joy in nice big chunks and leaps and bounds that you're doing right now, they're all going to come along with you. And you're going to see it clearly. When you change, they change. When you change, your conditions change. When you raise your vibration, you vibrate with a higher level of love than ever before. Your reality must reflect that higher vibration. There is nothing to fear because fear is the illusion. And once you have to start to, once you start to understand that fear is the illusion, then you can start looking at fear, whether it's rational or irrational. And if the fear is irrational, well, then take your step and have a bit of faith, and you will be delighted at the outcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your wonderful question and being so brave to push past fear and ask the first question. We have to really give you so much credit for that. Because when you say, I'm in a lot of fear, and you step up first, it proves that you have courage. It proves that you're willing to do what it takes to move along this journey of self-discovery as you intended prior to your birth, because that has been calling you all along. And to resist that calling is what causes true conflict and true stress on the body. If you are on your inspired path, then the big manifestation events don't need to come. Maybe the little manifestation events that point out, oh, you might want to move a little bit here or move a little bit here, but the big events are no longer necessary. Now, at first, there's some limiting beliefs that you will have to encounter and process, because you want so much to process those limiting beliefs. And finally, you have found the tools that allow you to do that. So we say bravo to you, and we're so thrilled and delighted that you're with us.
Oh, when you're doing the monologue, the openings, you said, are we here to do the standard things that people do as to, and then there was a or, and then are we something about being ourselves? But I wanted to write that down because that was so.
Well, you could do the standard things that people do. There is not a thing wrong with that. But all of you who are now are here now have been drawn to something greater. What is that greater thing that you're here to do? Well, first of all, it's to discover who you truly are, to research that, to explore that, to play around with that new idea. Why am I so interested in these teachings? Why am I so interested in spirituality and law of attraction, the laws of the universe and all these things? Why am I so emotionally sensitive? Why am I interested in deeper levels of conversation? Why do I not care what people are talking about the weather and things like that? Why do I not really need to go and do this job every day the same way my entire life? Why is there something bigger calling me? Well, the something bigger calling you is because you are not normal. You are not average. You are here challenging traditional concepts that most of the population are not ready to challenge. You are thinking yourselves in higher terms. Maybe I am more than I think I am. Maybe I'm connected to this stream of energy that's flowing, that presents itself as physical reality in a different and deeper way. Maybe I'm emotionally sensitive for a purpose. Maybe I feel negative emotions so strongly for a reason. Maybe I'm able to think a thought and understand if that's a resistant thought or an empowering thought. Maybe I'm able to ask a question and listen to the answer. Maybe I'm getting to a level now where I trust wisdom coming from my inner self, coming from me. Maybe I need to understand that I am not just part of this society that's all the same and all doing the same thing and needs to make money and to get status and have people like, love, and appreciate them and try and control conditions and perceive that the outside conditions make me feel something. Maybe I'm realizing that my alignment is determined by my perception of reality. And my perception of reality is chosen and created by me. And therefore, I can alter that perception of reality so that it comes into harmony with the system. Maybe I am the creator of that system. Maybe I'm here to do more. Maybe I'm here at this incredible time on planet Earth in this obvious age of awakening, where there is access to so much more new information that I need not follow what everyone else thinks is the right thing to do and follow my heart. Maybe I'm here to be a leader and a teacher and a beacon of light to show others that there's a path out of the old approach. The old approach of trying to control everything has never worked, will never work. And that has become obvious now, especially in the last 2 or 3 years. It's become obvious that trying to control people or the conditions or even yourself does not work. And that there is this flow to life that you are either resisting or that you're surfing. And wouldn't it be nice to surf this flow of life? Wouldn't it be nice to be on this true path, this true reason that you're here is to discover who you are? And if you're on that inspired path, paying attention to ideas like these, having the experience of being in a course like this, thinking in new ways, processing limiting beliefs, looking at fear differently, looking at your entire set of beliefs differently, and thinking more in vibrational terms. There is a vibration of love, and there's a vibration of fear. Seems like a lot of people are in the vibration of fear, and I understand that, but why not express love, express acceptance, go with the flow, raise that vibration, and see what happens. What happens when I raise my vibration? Well, I'm in alignment. Well, what happens in alignment? Well, I feel good. What happens in alignment too is I receive inspiration. What happens is I notice what I'm interested in, and I find other people who are interested in the same thing. And I have wonderful conversations, and I have these new ideas, and I'm connecting to people all over the world. And then I'm finding other interests, other things I'm interested in, and I'm realizing that I'm worthy of those other interests. And those other interests lead to passions. And I'm realizing I'm worthy of following anything I'm interested in and pursuing any passion. And isn't this a nicer way to live? Just for practical purposes, isn't it better to feel good than feel bad? And I notice when I am starting to perceive my reality from the same perspective as my inner self, I feel good. I have energy. Things just turn out for me. It's absolutely amazing. And so while everyone else is scurrying around in fear, trying to control and change the conditions and be different than they are, I'm moving towards authenticity. Maybe there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe I'm pretty good. Maybe I'm unique. Maybe I'm worthy. Maybe, just maybe, I'm perfect after all. Maybe that illusion part of this whole reality is the imperfection idea, always causing me to doubt myself, to pick out the problems, to complain about the things, to look for what's wrong and try and fix it. Why not if I just let everything go as it is and feel good and just see what happens? Well, that's what you all came for. The rest came to experience fear to greater or lesser extent because they're still needing that experience. That's an expansive experience for them. But you're not part of that group anymore. We want to preface that by saying, obviously, you're part of that group, but the part that you are the leaders, the part that's moving out of the fear and into the light, into the love. You are the part that is paving pathways for all those who will follow at some other time. You are the group who, of the whole, you are that part which is that beacon of authenticity and light and truth and love. Not by trying to change their beliefs or get them to do things differently or wishing they were different than they are, but by standing in your authenticity and your authority to make choices and decisions that are based in pure positive love and acceptance on your specific terms, not anyone else's terms. And when you live this life, guess what happens? As a side effect, everything you truly want starts to unfold for you. That's it. But who cares what unfolds as long as you're feeling good and having experiences and adding more love into your reality, to yourself, to everyone else, to the conditions, full appreciation and gratitude for the entire system and the life that you created for yourself to have an experience that was perfect for you. Now you can take your attention off of those around you because, believe it or not, those lives that they're experiencing, even if they're suffering and discontent with those lives, are perfect for them. And that will lead to expansion and to the birthing of more desires that will help them move towards greater levels of love and clarity. You're on another level, all of you, even if you don't think you are. See, this is the game of perception. You choose a perception and then you stand by it. And then we come by and we say, that perception's limited. Let's offer you a less limited perception of yourself. Let's offer you the idea of who you truly are. Let's offer you the truth. Let's see if you can come from this limited perception of yourself to the amazing experiences that you will have when you see yourself from a higher perspective. When you align with the same perspective that your inner self has on you, let's just see what happens. And we will promise you, some of you will go quickly in that direction. Some of you will hang on, kicking and fighting, holding on to your limitations, but you are all brave, courageous, and intrepid explorers, moving ahead of the group on the leading edge on purpose. You all chose to be here now. You chose to be born into this reality at the time and place that you were born, to the parents you were born with, the body that you were born with all the trappings of that environment of your youth, knowing that it would eventually lead you to this new understanding. Now, as you know, there aren't billions of people here. There are you, and there are those of you who are listening, and those of you who will listen at a later date. You are all on your way to exactly where you want to go. And this is the new life that you have all opted into and intended prior to your birth, and you've all arrived. So congratulations for that. Now, all you have to do is start to see yourself from the same perspective that we see you, that your inner self sees you, that you truly are. And as you change that perspective, sure, we understand you've been told you're imperfect, you're not enough, you're not good, you're not worthy by those living in fear, but that was part of this process. That was all part of the entire system. All you have to do now is come to terms with the fact that none of those things were ever true. No limiting belief is ever true. Yes, you adopted it. Yes, you think it's true, but it's not. And when you can start to change your opinion of yourself, you will step onto your inspired path, goes quickly, easily, effortlessly, joyously, looking at the surroundings in excitement, even though sometimes it's scary because you don't know where you're going, but in excitement and joy because you are seeing yourself as greater than you once thought yourself to be. Wonderful question.
Thank you so much. I'd like to say something.
Jim.
Hello. So right along the lines of what you were saying, when I first started following you, you know, you say that the only thing that really is true is that you are love, that you are source. And that seemed an impossibility to come to that realization. How could that possibly be? But I'm there, and I wanted to, I am source.
Absolutely. How does that feel?
It feels whole, feels truer than anything, feels empowering, feels vibrant, feels alive.
So now you have come to this realization of who you truly are. And this is an interesting idea because the idea is out there. You are one with all that is. You are a source. You're the creator of your reality. You are not separate in any way from anyone else or anything else. You are whole. You are worthy. You are good. You are limitless. And the only definition that makes any sense is you are love. You have come to this realization as the culmination of many lifetimes of experiences to this lifetime where you brought with you some limiting beliefs and adopted some limiting beliefs along the way. And then you arrive at this conclusion that there's got to be something more out there. So you are drawn through inspiration to find these teachings and other teachings, and you arrive here. You are given this idea that you are not an individual, helpless life form trying to protect yourselves in a hostile environment, that you're actually the creator of this environment, the creator of your life, the creator of yourself, creator of all that is. And that the perception that you have of yourself as a human is only half the story. There is the non-physical version of you who exists within you, minute by minute, moment by moment, always with you in your life, and holds the true perspective on everything that's going on. So that when you feel negative emotion, you know that you're not choosing that perspective, you're perceiving something is wrong. And when you're feeling good, you are perfectly aligned with the perspective of your inner self. Then you travel along, getting more ideas, thinking about more things, meditating, understanding what thoughts are, understanding what your emotions are better, seeing yourself more and more and more. And then bang, you come to the realization that you are source, you are love, you are all that is, you are fully connected to the stream of consciousness of all that is, you are one. Now, since you are still in that human body, you embark on a new exploration. What is it like to be a human who perceives himself to such a high degree and is still operating within the realms of this physical environment that you find yourself in. You still have your five physical senses. You have your non-physical senses now coming online more and more and more. You're starting to receive direct guidance and direct thoughts and direct inspiration and direct communication from your inner self. You are operating on another level because you stepped into a brand new dimension just by the mere fact that you uttered the words, I am source. Now you see everything a little bit differently. And so half of you is saying, I am love. How does love operate in this environment? And half of you saying, I can't possibly be love. Am I crazy? What's the thing that I'm thinking of? What will people think? The other half is still existing in fear. So previous to this moment, you were mostly operating in fear as a human with this sort of contemplation there might be more. Now you've come to this conclusion that I am source, I am love, I am good, I am worthy, I am all that is, yet the reality still presents itself. And that's part of the system. Because before you were, for lack of a better word, say, operating in the old approach to life as a victim, needing to control conditions and make things happen on your own. Now you come to this realization that you are one with the universe and everything that is coming to you is for your benefit. So all you have to do is relax and observe and go with the flow and choose your reactions in the moment. I am now reacting or acting as this being of love that I truly am, this powerful, connected, worthy, whole being of love. Yes, somehow the limiting beliefs are still there. And somehow they're still being triggered now and again. But how do I react as a limiting belief is being triggered in either the old approach or the new approach? And this is the new exploration that you're on. Very few humans on Earth are on this exploration. And you cannot get it wrong. This is for your benefit and growth and expansion. And as you come to say, the only thing that matters to me is to take my attention off my needs and place them on my entire reality. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can express love and sometimes you'll fall back and express fear. That's all perfect because what you're doing is creating a new energy field around you. Now that energy field is flowing with the field of love in a new way. And it's moving at higher levels, at a higher vibration, in new dimensions. And so you will have new experiences and you'll have manifestation events and you'll have all these things come to you. And your only idea now is to say, as a being of love, how would I approach this subject? As a being of fear, how am I approaching the subject? Oh, I'm not a being of fear anymore. I forgot that. Let's rethink this idea. And how would I approach it? Am I still worried about what they say? Am I still needing their approval? Am I still being inauthentic to get them to like, love, and respect me? Or am I being more authentic and standing in my authority as an awakened being of love that I am? And this is a game that you get to play. And there is no end to this game. But now you're operating in physical reality in a brand new way. And what happens is because the vibration is so high now, is you'll start to attract those who resonate with this vibration so that anyone who comes into your life now is living at this higher vibrational level. They're living at the same level as you. And so they're going to pop into your life, but you're not going to see who they are, even though you're eternally connected to them. And they're not really going to know why they're there with you. They're not going to know why they respond to you or what it is about you that drawing them to you. And so you'll look at them and you'll say, oh, this is a new person. Now, for them to be in my reality, they have to be on the same vibrational wavelength. Now, they may not be instantly compatible. There may be a little wobble going on there between you, but there is something there. And so if you can keep your eyes open for these people and these experiences and with the people in your life who will be coming along with you, see, it's no mistake, no accident, no coincidence, that the people in your life now, before you realize who you truly were, are there to get you to realize who you truly are. They came with you. They were partners with you. It was your agreement with them. They said, I will go in this life with you, and I will be in your family, in your group of friends, in your community, in your work, whatever it was. And I will offer to you a mirror of how you're being. And this mirror will allow you to see the vibration you're offering. And you'll know that if you're in a limited state of being, that the mirror will reflect that. And as you move out of that limited state to a limitless state, the mirror has to reflect that. So all of it is going to get better and brighter and more beautiful. And we couldn't be more pleased with your new discovery. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Hi, this is my first time on the call. I was in a position for the past 3 months where I was having manifestation event after manifestation event, effort and struggle, effort and struggle. And I knew I was out of alignment. And I keep listening to you and the course of alignment and thinking, I need to sign up. I need to sign up. But there was that fear. And then last week, issues with my car, the tires go in. And the car dealership said to me, your tires are out of alignment. And I thought, wow, if that was ever a sign, I signed up for the course. And when I got the email on Monday, I thought, how am I going to do? And my schedule's really busy at work. How am I going to fit in all the weekly meetings? 9 o'clock yesterday morning, I was terminated from my job. And so all of a sudden, I felt actually quite relieved. I felt free. And the next thing I thought was, wow, I've got all the time in the world to do this course. I have no pressure and I'm supposed to be here.
We are thrilled with your correct assessment of exactly what's happening here. You might have come to us and had not been terminated. And you might have said, Joshua, I have no idea how I'm going to do all the assignments and attend all the things. I have all this work to do. And we would say, quit, give it up. What's more important, this thing that you're doing to sustain some minor level of financial stability so that you can live a normal life, or to radically change your entire approach to life so that you become highly effective in everything you do, so that you will not be concerned about things like bills. You'll not be concerned about being on time for work. You will not be concerned about all these things. Manifestation events will not seem so powerful to you. You'll be able to have the tools to do with all these things, and you'll be able to process and radically reduce the intensity of your limiting beliefs step by step by step over the course of 4 weeks. And then more stuff and whatever else you're interested in, then you'll start to find your passions and you'll start to make sense of this reality that you always thought was wrong and realize it was always perfect for you. So you were able to say, I really want to do this thing. I am having manifestation events that are pointing me to the fact that I'm not on my inspired path of self-discovery, and I'm not comfortable with all these manifestation events because I don't really know how to handle all these things. They keep coming one at a time at a time. And so you say, well, I'm going to take this leap of faith, and thanks to the symbols from the universe there, I'm going to leap into it and see what happens. Now, along with jumping on and asking a question, we have to admire you for being able to push past such huge amount of fear. But what we really are thrilled at is that when you were terminated, instead of breaking down and saying, woe is me, and perceiving yourself as a victim, you said, this is too interesting. It's coming right at this time. Isn't this amazing? And therefore, your inner self gave you the emotion of relief. And that's the sign we'd like you to follow. When you can start seeing things from the higher perspective and feel positive emotion right then and there, you can start trusting everything that comes from your inner self. You can start trusting your emotions. You can start seeing reality clearly. And this is what you truly want. You don't need that job, because when you get in alignment, you'll be inspired. You'll be able to push past fear. You'll take some actions and everything you need to explore who you truly are and walk on your inspired path will be given to you by the universe. Everything will be taken care of. Now, we understand that you have limiting beliefs about this idea that you think you need to go out there, work at a job or do some profession or effort and struggle to justify the money coming in. This is not how the universe works. The universe works in an effortless flow of energy, and that you're either riding that flow or you're resisting the flow. Now, you can certainly think that you're going to work to make some money and think that you're responsible for the income, but you're not. It's still the flow. And it's actually a limited way to roll with the flow of your life. Instead, over the next 4 weeks, you're going to learn how to understand what alignment really is, process your limiting beliefs, come to a new state of awareness about who you truly are, why you're here, what you're doing, all these things. Pay more attention to your emotions, more attention to your thoughts. Know when you're out of alignment in the stream of consciousness of fear and perceiving danger and receiving urges to change the conditions and flowing thoughts based in fear. Now, that's the stream of consciousness that most humans are in most of the time. But there's another stream of consciousness that's based in love. And so when you're in alignment, instead of having thoughts of fear and urges to change the conditions, you'll have thoughts of love. How fun is this? You'll have thoughts of appreciation, and then you'll have inspiration, and you will contemplate the action of that inspiration. Now, you always feel a bit of fear, but you'll get better and better and better and better at pushing past that fear. And every time you do, you'll expand to a new level, and your entire set of beliefs will be altered from limiting to empowering, and you'll gain confidence and clarity. Now, this is what you truly want. So imagine that there is a beacon inside you, and it's lighting your path, and it's always been lighting your path. But most of the time, you've been looking at the wall instead of turning around to see the true reality. And so now you're starting to turn around from the wall, and you're seeing the fire, and you're seeing the outside, and you're seeing the nature in the background, and you're seeing all the possibilities that you could never have seen before. Well, to someone who's been facing the wall the entire time, to turn around and realize there's this entire world out there that doesn't work the same way you thought when you were looking at the wall, well, it's a little scary, but it's also exciting. And your inner self will be with you the entire time, nudging you and guiding you and offering you little insights and connecting to you to other people and other ideas and videos and books and this course and things like that. And then once you learn to understand those emotions and where you are in your alignment, you'll start to see yourself in a new way. This is where everything changes, because your reality, which we will say is a reflection of the vibration you're offering, ultimately, that vibration is based on your perception of yourself. When you perceive yourself in a limited way, you experience a limited reality. When you perceive yourself in a higher, less limited way, you receive a reflection that shows you how you're perceiving yourself in this new level aligned more with love. And that reality is brighter and sweeter and more wonderful, yet a little more challenging, because there's two ways to approach life. If you approach life in fear, you can shut down and avoid any instance that could give rise to negative emotion or manifestation events. And so you could leave a very, very small limited life. But that beacon inside of you is always pulling you to discover the authentic version of you. And so in that old approach to life, there's a lot of inner conflict. I should be doing this. I wish I could be doing this. Things aren't going well. I wish I was different than I am. I wish people would treat me differently. I wish people would give me love and respect. I wish. So the victim is always wishing for things. Once you take the step by pushing past fear to do what that beacon is calling you to do, you start to align with your intentions that you set prior to your birth for the life you're going to live now. Now you're going with the flow of life, but it's a different kind of life. It's a kind of life where you're not living in fear. Fear is coming only when you receive inspiration. And so then you'll have to make choices. Am I going to meditate today? Am I going to do my daily spiritual practice? Am I going to do the plot? Am I going to share the plot? Am I going to post the plot on Facebook? Am I going to do all these things that I signed up to do? Well, possibly not, but you're going to think about it in a new way. And you're going to do some of them. And you're going to give yourself a break. And you're going to realize this is a new kind of life. Not everyone can do this work because it involves pushing past fear. And most people are not used to pushing past fear, except for doing the things they've always been doing. It's the new things that requires more courage in pushing past that fear. To come on this call for the first time and ask a question. It's an amazing show of courage to push past fear, to ask a new question in front of people and listeners around the world who have been paying attention to these teachings and doing these things for a long time. Here you come. You state your question perfectly eloquently because you've acted on the inspiration that came to ask that question or talk about the subject. And so you have to understand here, it's not about you. It's about you're being able to act on inspiration that will allow others to hear your story and these words that will inspire them to new levels of alignment themselves. So you're not, none of you are doing this for you. While this is interesting for you and is of benefit to some degree, think about all the others who will listen to this at a later date. That's why you're here now. That's why you showed up now. This is who you truly are. And you're starting to glimpse it. And when you glimpse it, well, the sky's the limit. That's all you ever have to think about is I have this inspired idea. I don't know where it's going to lead. I can't foresee how I'll have the time or money to do it. And then it just falls in your lap. It just happens. You chose a new course in your life. You entered a new dimension. And in that dimension, everything will support you. So you will see that as you go along the course, you will do everything perfectly. Whether you miss a meditation or miss a plot or don't do anything or do it all, you'll do everything you need to do. And as long as you think of yourself, I'm good, I'm worthy, I'm whole, I'm connected to all that is, I deserve to be here. I am one with this group. I am one with this planet. I am one with all that is. I'm seeing myself in a new way. Then every single thing you need, all the friends, all the experiences, all the money, all the things that you need to continue on that journey will be laid out at your feet, along with all these wonderful experiences that you never knew were even possible. So we congratulate you for the courage and all of you for the courage of embarking on this new journey with us. This is leading in a place that you can't even imagine. And being part of this is something that we couldn't even imagine. The extent to which you are playing with these ideas is far beyond what you think it is. You are in the middle of a journey. You are at this axis point in this journey. You have traveled a long way to get here. You find yourself here, not really knowing who you are, but understanding that you are more than you thought you were, and this system is different than you were told it was. You're not like everyone else who thinks that their limiting beliefs are true. You're seeing those in a new way. You're now contemplating what actually inspiration is. And you're saying, well, if it came to me at this time, well, there's something I could do right now. There's some reason that came. I can't see why it came, but I'm going to trust that this universe is not flawed, it's perfect. And the timing of this is within that flow of energy that's connected to everything else. So this flow of energy that's connected to everything else is bringing me this information or this manifestation event at this one time. It's coming together in this divine timing with this entire flow of all the other souls who are flowing with it to bring every single one of them, everything they need. Now, it may not be what they think they want, but it will be every single thing they need, whether they're in fear and having a manifestation event that they need, because it'll give them the opportunity to look at a limiting belief that they never had that opportunity before had they not had the manifestation event, or it might be giving them an opportunity to push past fear. If they take the opportunity to push past the fear, or if they take the time to identify a limiting belief, they raise their vibration. They move to another dimension and another reality presents itself. And this is within the realm of this entire system of physical and non-physical, love and fear, duality and neutrality, all going together, flowing to bring every single soul exactly what they need at the exact perfect time in every moment. The only thing that you're ever doing is going with the flow or resisting the flow. The only way you would ever resist the flow is not by not understanding who you truly are. So anytime you have resistance, you realize I'm not seeing myself as love. I'm not seeing myself as one with all that is. I'm not seeing myself as source. I'm not seeing myself as worthy and good and all these things. I'm still trying to present this persona to protect myself. If you give that up, if you give up all that control, if you give up all the need for other people to like, love, and respect you, if you give up the need for anything you think you lack and just perceive yourself as the source of all that is in your reality, then you can focus like a laser beam on everything you're interested in and give love and attention to that. If you can do that, this life will be enchanting. It'll be miraculous. It'll be more than you could ever imagine. And all it takes is the ability to push past fear whenever you're inspired to do something. This is an amazing group of leading edge creators. We couldn't be more thrilled to embark with you on this new journey for the next 4 weeks. We understand that there'll be a lot of incredible insights that you will be getting and a lot of challenges and some manifestation events. Realize that all of it is coming to support your journey of self-discovery. And you are so close, you can't even imagine. We are thrilled to be here with you. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Joshua. Thank you so very much, all of you.
Thank you, everyone. Fantastic questions.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I thought that was really an amazing conversation about oneness. And you saw a lot of people there who were in the oneness course asking some questions and some new people in the alignment course. So the alignment course is going on now, too. If you'd like to learn more information about the Ascension Experience, please go to the website at theteachingsofjoshua.com. And you'll see right up there, Ascension Experience, and you can click on that. Also next to that is the 7-day course. This is sort of a way to begin this whole thing. There's limiting beliefs and you process and a daily spiritual practice and meditations and all that. It's all done online and it's $79, but if you use the coupon code 50 off, it's only $29. Also, we have a private Facebook group, the Friends of Joshua. Check that out. And please leave a review for this podcast. That really helps us a lot, and share it with your friends. And until next time, have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.